All right, we did our AFC predictions yesterday on the show. I had the Chiefs over the Steelers in the AFC Championship game. Max had the Ravens over the Bills in the AFC Championship game. Now we get to our NFC picks. We're going to pick the division winners, the three wild cards. We'll give you an overperforming team and an underperforming team and a bold prediction for the NFC. I'll go first. I've got Washington winning the NFC East. I'll give you my final predicted record on tomorrow's show, but I think Washington wins the NFC East, and I think the trend of now coming up on 20 years of not a repeat division winner continues. I've got Green Bay winning the NFC North. I've got Tampa Bay winning the NFC South. And I've got the 49ers winning the NFC West. Very chalky. Usually when I do this every year, I've got two or three shockers. I don't have that this year in the AFC. You know, I gave you Pittsburgh as a team that I thought would overperform. Here, you know, Washington, I guess, is not a chalk pick to win the division, but is definitely a chalk pick to make the playoffs. My wild card teams in order: Philly, Rams, Lions. So I'll just tell you that I've got San Francisco as the one seed in the NFC, Green Bay as the two, Washington as the three, Tampa as the four, Philly five, Rams six, Lions seven. Max, your division winners and wild cards.
All right, so coming out of the NFC South and taking the one seed, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm high on them this year. I really love the additions of Emeka Ekwuka in the offseason. I still think Mike Evans has got something. And then Bucky Irving is just going to go absolutely crazy. My two seed, the Washington Commanders out of the NFC East. They win the division.
We both have them winning the division.
The pattern's going to continue. It's going to go Dallas, Philly, Washington. And it's going to be like that forever. Right, Kevin?
I hope not. I hope we get Washington. That would be nice.
Good point. That would be nice. But down to my wild card teams, I have the Eagles.
Well, you didn't give me your North and West winner first.
Oh, my apologies. The Lions were coming out of the NFC North. I think the lack of continuity is overblown. I think that the coordinators that they're bringing in, they were bred from this system. They know this system well. I don't think the turnover is going to affect them too much. I think they're going to win the NFC North. And then the NFC West, I have the San Francisco 49ers. I am not sold on the Rams, especially because of Matthew Stafford. So in my wild card in order, I have the Eagles coming in the wild card, the Packers making it in the wild card. And then this is the third one. I've got a little conundrum here. I don't really know kind of what my read's going to be. It is the Rams at the moment, but if Matthew Stafford's back falls off the bone like a pork shoulder, then I think I've got the Cardinals coming out of the with that wild card spot. So
is that your pick, the Cards?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cards because I don't believe.
Well, that's certainly, that would be an upset if the Cardinals make the playoffs. All right,
this is the proper shop year for Gannon.
You've got Tampa 1, Washington 2, Detroit 3, San Francisco 4, the Eagles 5, Packers 6, and Arizona 7. What's
correct
your NFC championship matchup?
My championship matchup is the Washington Commanders. They will take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a rematch of the NFC wildcard game from this previous year.
Wow. NFC title game, Washington at Tampa Bay. My NFC championship game, Washington, even though they're the three seed, I've got them, you know, winning a week one game over the Rams, winning in the divisional round at Lambeau, and then going and playing San Francisco in Santa Clara 2 weeks before the Super Bowl is hosted in Santa Clara. We both have Washington in the NFC championship game on the road. So who is your NFC champion?
My NFC champion is going to be none other than the Washington Commanders.
Oh, my God.
I am high, Kevin.
What are we doing
here? I'm huffing Ashburn syndrome.
Injecting
into my veins.
I have Washington going to San Francisco and winning and advancing to Super Bowl 60.
I love it, baby.
I mean, I look, for years, it was like if I got them to 8-8, that was like a big deal. Last year, I was out there on a limb, tongue in cheek in part, but had them at 10-7 and making the postseason. I was high on Jaden and really was going out on a limb. I didn't think what would happen happened. This year, if they are as good as I think they could be offensively in a quarterback, I've got Washington with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And by the way, in my scenario, they play the NFC title game in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium.
No travel.
And 2 weeks later, they play the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium. You've got a Baltimore-Washington Super Bowl. I have a Washington-Kansas City Super Bowl. We will give you tomorrow's show our Super Bowl winner. All right. I know that there are people like, come on, stop. I actually really feel like this team is right there in the NFC with a chance. Philadelphia's got the best roster. Washington's got the best quarterback. All right. Underperforming team in the NFC for me, it's actually kind of a tie between Minnesota and Detroit, because I think Detroit will be the 7 seed, but they'll make the postseason. So I'll go with Minnesota as my underperformer. My overperformer, based on Washington being in the Super Bowl, would be Washington. But I'll give you one other one. I think Carolina is going to be better than people think this year. I think the Giants potentially are better than people think as well. But I'll go with Carolina as my overperforming team. And then my bold NFC prediction is that Tyson Badgett from Shepherd College in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, starts games in Chicago, not because of injury, but because of performance with Caleb Williams. That's my bold
NFC prediction.
What's your underperformer, overperformer, bold prediction?
So the bold prediction, I'm still kind of racking my brain around. I don't really know where I'm going to go, but the overperformer, you already mentioned the Giants. They are in that category for me. I think that they're going to put it together, at least for a little bit this year. They'll have at least one stretch of games where they kind of look competent. And then on the other side, and Brian's going to be really happy to hear this, or mad, depending on, you know, my prognosticating skills. But the Dallas Cowboys, I think, are going to overperform expectations this year. So I think the NFC Beast is going to be one hell of a fight coming down the stretch.
So wait a minute. You've got two overperformers. Who's your number one overperformer?
My number one would be the Giants, because I think...
Okay, who's your underperformer?
My underperformer, again, depends on Matthew Stafford's health. It could be the Rams, but it's also, for me, going to be... I think the Seahawks are just not going to be...
Okay.
That competitive.
Give me your bold NFC prediction.
My bold prediction was the Commanders Bucks rematch in the NFC Championship, because I just think that the Bucks are going to be so high. I think Bucky Irving has a shot at Offensive Player of the Year. So let's go with that. My bold prediction this year.
Okay. Bucky Irving, Offensive Player of the Year.
Yep. That's it.
Okay. There you go. We've given you our AFC and NFC predictions for the season, and we both have Washington representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. That is a first for me, no doubt. All right, Michael Phillips will join us next. We'll talk Washington and the matchup against the Giants on Sunday. We'll get his season prediction as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are free and live. If you want to download the Odyssey app, you can take us wherever you want and listen to us whenever you want. And you can also watch us on the Team 980's YouTube channel. Hit the like button and hit the subscribe button when you get there. And all of our NFL talk on this show is brought to you by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 1 matchup between Detroit and Green Bay, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.